got one over here. All right.
You know, a couple of the questions that I get asked most often.
Hey, buddy, I know this guy.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Yeah. See, I got a few friends around.
You got some friends.
Let me just address a couple of the questions that I most often get asked. The first one is, but Mr. King, you've never held public office. I said, that's right. And I wear it with a badge of honor.
Yeah.
And then I ask them, well, most of the people in Washington, D.C. have held public office. How's that working for you? We have a mess on our hands. Secondly, I get asked, well, how will you distinguish yourself from the other potential Republican nominee? I said, it's simple. I said, I'm a businessman problem solver. And my message is about common sense and solutions. Businessmen are different from politicians in that they are used to solving problems. And my problem solving is very simple. Identify the right problems, basically. Secondly, make sure you set the right priorities. Number three, surround yourself with the right people. Number four, develop plans for implementation. And number five, make sure that you communicate with the American public so they can be your allies in getting Congress to pass your agenda for the people. And so whenever anybody says, well, you're a long shot, I remind them of my career and my life. Everything that I have done has been a long shot. And if people only did those things that were short shots, this country wouldn't be the country that it is today.
Amen.
So with that, those are my opening words. And what I'll do is I'll take some of these questions. Yes, sir. Now, you misunderstood. All right. Now, you gonna let me answer?
All right. He asked, why did I support the bailout?
I supported the concept of TARP without knowing what the details were, because there were no details of implementation. I didn't flip-flop on it. I stated publicly that I disagreed with how they implemented TARP. But the actual concept, if they had implemented it differently, I didn't have a problem with it, okay? Because of the dire situation. So, the concepts I agreed with, I did not agree with them.
He had some very great impressions. He did have intervention. But this intervention, as we've seen, we've seen that has not worked. You call it a recovery plan, you know, use that rhetoric along with it as part of the defense of it. It just seems a little inconsistent when someone who claims to be a small conservative and someone who supports you is supposed to be a smarter than someone who supports bailouts.
Right.
It's a little inconsistent.
No. Don't. Look. I did not support continued bailout after bailout after bailout. No. Please don't misquote me. I know you didn't. What I'm trying to do is answer your question. What you said just then, I continued to sort of bailout. No, I did not. Because I was against all of the other bailouts. The TARP concept is what I said yes to. But then when they continued one after the other, one after another, no, I was outspoken against doing those. I don't agree with this unending government intervention. Okay? I don't.
Mr. Kane, you know that
yes.
The media gets pretty tough with health.
Yes.
You've had a very successful battle. How's your health these days, and what will you say to the folks that say he's not healthy enough to run for president?
Read my medical records.
Yes, sir.
I am now 5 years totally cancer-free from stage 4 cancer because I had cancer in my colon and my liver, and I have beat it, and I am now totally cancer-free. I'm probably healthier than some of those people who they think that look healthy. Yes, sir.
A lot of the people elected to Congress this year are people who haven't had office before and who have signed the front of the check rather than the rear of it.
Yes.
Is this the type of... Is your candidacy an extension of that feeling where Americans have decided that they want people who have actually succeeded in life and in the world to make the financial decisions that they have to make every day?
That's absolutely true. Because if you look at
47 of the people who got elected to Congress had never been elected to office before. A total of 87 new folk there. Look at Scott Johnson up out of Wisconsin, a businessman who got elected. I believe that the American electorate is saying, we are ready for something different. And if that difference can mean having somebody that's a problem solver based upon their business track record versus a politician, I believe that the American people have an appetite for that. Now, 10 years ago, they may not have because of the way the system works. But quite frankly, because of what you all do, because of the access to more accurate information, faster, in more different forms, there simply are more and more intelligent, informed voters out there. And so that's why somebody like me has just as good a chance as anybody else to get the nomination and win the presidency.
You made a couple of trips to Florida. Do you think Florida will play a big part in the 2012 election cycle, which it usually does? Are you focusing on Florida?
Florida is one of the states because it's one of the early primary. It's the one, I think it's a Super Tuesday state. So, yes, our strategy, like most people, is focus on the early primary states. If you're able to build that momentum, that'll lead you right into Super Tuesday. You start to get that kind of momentum, and then you go and then you capture those others. So Florida will play a big part in a winning strategy.
We'll get the last question, and then he's going to spend some one-on-one time with a lot of
people. What kind of response are you getting by your candidacy?
Overwhelming. Exceeding our expectations. Let me give you just one statistic. I just announced my exploratory, presidential exploratory committee, 3 weeks and 1 day ago. So 3 weeks ago yesterday, we announced it. And the people go to HermanCain.com. They can contribute, and they can also sign up as a volunteer for the Cain to be announced campaign. In 3 weeks, we have gotten almost 30,000 volunteers from all over the country. That has exceeded our expectations in terms of people who are saying that they're willing to give time to this campaign in order to get help me get the nomination, but also to help me get to the White House.
Appreciate all you guys. He's going to do